Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Merry Christmas, and do we have a Christmas present for you this hour, this week, on Daniel Britt and Friends. Every light that shines at Christmas. I think you guys have done enough good marketing now that the world probably knows who I'm going to say next. Ernie Hostin's signature sound. And you guys, in fact, we're catching you in the midst of a 10-city tour, I think, that you're doing right now for Christmas. And everybody does a Christmas tour. But not every year do you get a brand new piece of product that has great sounds. And I have to say, sometimes I get a little weary, Ernie, whenever I hear a Christmas CD coming out, because usually it's the same old, same old. And how many times can you sing some of these standards over and over and over? And they're great. They're good songs. But when I put yours in, and I told you on the phone, Wayne Hahn, your producer, he gave me a CD a few months ago. And there was a twinkle in his eye. And I said, well, that's just because he's in the group. That's just because he produced it. Of course, there's a twinkle in his eye. And then I listened to it. And I said, well, there's the twinkle right there throughout this whole project. And there's 16 great songs. So welcome Ernie Haas of Signature Sound and Wayne Hahn of Signature Sound and producer extraordinaire. Guys, welcome.
Good to be with you, Daniel.
Good to be here.
So when did you start? I mean, this is a common question that gets asked, but Christmas, you don't just turn this thing out in a week. When did you start working on this?
Was it probably back in November? We were in Chicago writing. Mm-hmm. And so November 2007. So we started writing and planning along with Wayne and myself. Joel Lindsay, a good friend of ours and a songwriter. So that day we had written Reason Enough, mm-hmm. which went on the Dream One project.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about the Christmas project. So it's been almost a two-year ordeal.
Wayne and I were talking a few minutes ago, and in the marketing side of things, here, I just made that statement a few minutes ago about how everybody has a Christmas project, and usually they have the same old songs on there. But Wayne says you can usually get like 3 years of good marketing out of a piece of product, and that's important. I mean, some people say, why are you talking about marketing? But yeah, that's important in a group's career. I mean, it keeps you going. So you want to talk about that? I mean, how do you think this will outlast 3 years.
Oh, I hope.
It'd be nice. Yeah, marketing is very important in every aspect. And you think of a recognizable name like Coca-Cola. I mean, you still see their name on billboards and on supporting tours. And, you know, so it's very important for us with the limited resources we have to create some things that might stay in the mind of the listener. So such is the case with the title song, Every Light That Shines at Christmas. We were talking. I had a friend tell me one time, I got a son who's not walking with the Lord. So they just said this to me off the cuff, I think. Whenever you see an ambulance light or a flashing light, maybe that would trigger in your mind to pray for my boy. Mm. So I was telling that story to Wayne and to Joel, and then I think Joel said, well, why don't we write a song? Just call it Every Light That Shines at Christmas. Mm. And shouts hallelujah, Christ is born. So that is a great way to not only make people believe and think about Christ, but also marketing. So that when people see flashing lights, they may think of our record.
Well, and when you think musical marketing, Ernie told me, I want songs, because you know, you get 6 weeks maybe to sell a Christmas record. He said, I want songs that we can sing all year long that touch on the Christmas story, but may go to the resurrection or may go about redemption or may go talk about kids or whatever. So we chose some songs that you can sing in July.
Absolutely.
Right. Just December.
And we did that on our very first Christmas record. We had a song on there called Glory to God in the Highest. We've kicked off our concerts with that for the last 5 years. So that Christmas record for 6 years has sold every night. So that's what we're hoping with this one.
Well, and Christmas, it's so central. Christmas and Easter are central to the Christian faith. So, yeah. I mean, even if it's not Christmas or Easter, it's really an all-year-round type song.
Every light that shines at Christmas, every gift under the tree, every hall that's decked with holly, every carol that we see, every wide-eyed kid who's wishing for a cold and snowy morn, every light that shines at Christmas shouts hallelujah, Christ is born.
Swaddling clothes,
so the day we spring of sparkling lights,
from our houses to the top of our trees.
All this just another way that we all get to say what Jesus means to you and me.
Every light that shines at Christmas, every gift under the tree, every hall that's decked with holly, every carol that we see, every wide-eyed kid who's wishing for a cold and snowy morn, every light that shines at Christmas shouts hallelujah, Christ is born.
And that theme, every light that shines at Christmas, I've got a pastor friend, and I love this thought, and I don't care how much of a Scrooge you are at Christmas, you got to know when you're in the shopping malls and you're rubbing elbows and trying to find a parking place, and it's just madness and crazy, you got to remember all those people in that mall are there for somebody else.
Ooh, that's really neat. Yeah.
And that helps you at least brush off the Scroogeness at least for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it takes the critical spirit away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Well, don't be offended by this question, okay. Speaking of critical, but I see on here the song Thank God for Kids.
Yeah.
Now, that's, I think most people will know that's Oak Ridge Boys
Absolutely.
Tune, right?
Absolutely, it is.
So, how much pressure is on your shoulders to come in and remake a song that the Oaks do? I mean, obviously, I think you would all agree. We'd all agree.
A lot of pressure. Song. I'll throw the ball to Wayne on that one. We spent a lot of time with the band on that one.
Right, and that recording was quite a while ago. I'm 37, and I was a young kid when that came out on the radio, and
25 years.
So a good 25 years since that one was popular. And good songs never grow old. Sometimes they just need to be reintroduced. And Signature Sound has a close friendship with the Oak Ridge Boys, and they wanted to pay tribute somewhat to them. We actually got to sing at the Musicians Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville there, and we got to sing songs to the Oak Ridge Boys. It was a really good night.
Wow.
And so there's that great relationship there, and I think it was just friends recording friends' songs, and I think they really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, it was either Dwayne Allen or Joe Bonzo said after that event, he said, what are you working on? Because that night we had paid tribute to them. We'd sang Elvira, The All Come Back Saloon, and Jesus
Coming
Soon.
We got a gospel song.
You got a gospel song.
Yeah.
I said, we're working on a Christmas record. And one of those two guys said, hey, you might want to revisit the song we did 25 years ago and put your spin on it.
So their suggestion, so I guess we're okay.
Well, you better watch out. What if they come up and do a What a Savior next?
Oh, you know what? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, that'd be
there's fun. No bigger fan than the Oak Ridge Boys and Signature Sound.
Yeah, that's right.
We love those guys.
Yeah.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be a Santa Claus? But look what the stork just brought. Thank God for kids. We don't live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse or Kool-Aid on the couch. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids. There's a magic for a while. Special kind of sunshine in a smile. Stop to think or wonder why the nearest thing to heaven is a child. Daddy, how does this thing fly? And
100 other wheres and whys. I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids. When I look down in those trusting eyes that look to me, I realize that's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids. There's a magic for a while, a special kind of sunshine in a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and you thank him for his guiding light and pray they'll turn out right, thank God for kids.
Ernie Haas and Wayne Hahn of Signature Sound with me today on Daniel Britt and Friends, listening to the Christmas project that's just come out this year, Every Light That Shines at Christmas, and you can learn more about this and get your very own copy at ErnieSigSound.com. Okay, Marshmallow World. I like the sound of this, and I'm really going to show my age here, my young age. If those who've not seen me, I'm kind of a kid, so... Marshmallow World, what's the history? Because I don't know the history behind this song.
Wayne, take the ball.
Well, Ernie's wife, Lisa, who I love to death because I love her taste in music, when we were in Chicago, she would drop in and out and drop little hints and suggestions. And she and Gina, George Yance's other daughter, she was there, and we were talking about songs, and they were talking about Dean Martin. They love to hear Dean Martin sing Marshmallow World. Yeah. And I'd forgotten that he had recorded, and he did this, you know, Marshmallow World in the winter, you know, that Dean Martin feel. Yeah. I had known the Darlene Love cut, the one that Phil Spector did in the 60s that was real big and loud and the wall of sound. And Ernie was not sold, and it took us days to convince him that we could turn Marshmallow World into a gospel quartet song.
Right.
So
and now it's the most popular one.
Been the one that radio stations have been adding and that sort of thing. It's not really a Christmas song either. It's one you can sing throughout winter. It's a winter song, but you hear it all the time. And I've noticed the past 2 or 3 years that radio stations are adding the old Dean Martin and the Darlene Love. Marshmallow World. So we thought, hey, why not do it?
Well, you guys did a project not long ago called Influence that was kind of a revisit to like the old Blackwood Statesman quartet type sound. And so this, again, following a lot of, in those footsteps, because if I've looked at history and looked at what those guys did, they broke into different markets.
And they
just served God the best way they knew how. And sometimes that took them in interesting places. And I think this CD has some of those songs on there for you.
I hope so.
Snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I labor it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, shining so your nose won't freeze.
The world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball. So get out and roll it along.
It's a yummy, yummy world in the sweetheart. Take a walk with your favorite girl.
It's a sugary day.
So what if spring is late?
In winter it's a marshmallow world.
We'll be right back.
sugary day. So what if spring is late?
In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Wayne Hahn, by the way, is with us. Ernie Haas also sitting around our table. Wayne has co-written a couple of songs on here. Obviously, the title one we talked about, co-written by Ernie and Wayne and Joel Lindsay, but also Christmas is Christmas Wherever You Are.
Yeah, that was written. My mother and myself and Joel Lindsay were commissioned by Lilliness Publishing Company to create a children's musical a couple of years ago, and that song was on there. And we wrote it to where it wouldn't be just for kids. And then we played it for Ernie, and he had an idea about this tour and a little section of the tour that he wanted to do, a little musical segment. And he wanted to pay tribute to people, and I'll let you chime in here anytime, but people, Christmas is a great time of year, but it's not always the greatest time of year for some people.
It can be lonely.
And Ernie said, go ahead.
But my heart just goes out to the people who cannot be home on Christmas for whatever reason. And of course, people know the story of George, my father-in-law, being on dialysis for 5 years. So, you know, I was always watching those nurses, and there they were working Christmas Day, and I was like, God bless them. And so there's a lot of nurses, a lot of doctors who can't be home on Christmas Day, the actual 25th. I think of first responders. Of course, I definitely think of our military men and women overseas. Yeah. So we wanted to give them a voice. So when I heard this song, when Wayne and Joel played me the song, I was like, we got to give them a voice. So right, I get letters like this all the time. So, you know, we were not going to try to get a call in from Afghanistan or Iraq, but we had some actors come in and read from real life situations that we've gotten in, and we wanted to give those people a voice.
This is Kathy from Colorado Springs, wishing my family back in Alabama a Merry Christmas. Sorry we couldn't be there this year. We're spending the day at Memorial Hospital, and we wanted to tell you it's a boy.
This is Captain Tom Smith from the 101st Airborne Screaming Eagles. It's a sunny Christmas day here in Baghdad, and we want to wish all our families back home.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas is Christmas wherever you are. The season will find you no matter how far. The spirit of love is down deep in your heart, and Christmas is Christmas wherever you are.
This is Chad from the University of Southern California. I want to wish my family back east a Merry Christmas. The internship is going well. I promise next Christmas I'll bring home that degree.
Christmas is Christmas wherever you are. The season will find you no matter how far.
The spirit of love is down deep in your heart, and Christmas is Christmas.
There is a cathedral-esque sound on some of these two, and I think this is one, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah.
And everybody remembers that Cathedral project.
Absolutely.
And I just found out there was a couple different versions. Some of them had a slight music bed behind it, and some of them were totally a cappella, mm-hmm. Those old cathedral things. Mm-hmm. And this is true for these songs,
well,
right?
Well, we're big fans.
Right, absolutely. And this one is the a cappella arrangement,
right.
With a little bit of six sound chords thrown in.
Yeah, a little Gregorian chant. You know, we just put a little bit of, like he said, six sound to it. And,
personality.
And we wanted to pay, you know, our respect, because we've been greatly influenced by them. So there's never going to be a record that we do that won't have some overtones if you follow the cathedrals.
Yeah,
it finds its way. We don't even try to. It just happens.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save the world from Satan's power. When we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God that is our Father, the blessed angel came. Unto some certain shepherds, glad tidings of the same. That there was born in Bethlehem the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem of Bethlehem Judah, in Bethlehem was born. His mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
All I want is you. Can I be totally honest? When I heard that, what I thought of, I thought of...
Did you get sick?
I thought of kind of a Backstreet or a Boys to Men, mm-hmm. or kind of that NSYNC kind of sound. And then Wayne Hahn and Joel Lindsay co-wrote that. So
yeah, on Christmas music, I mean, just because of the season, you can get away with a little more because it's a time of joy, but it's also a time of love. Your loved ones, you hold those who are closest to you real dear. And so Ernie said, why not? Let's, because he loves doo-wop in the 50s,
yeah.
And
yes.
He's an Elvis fan. He's just a doo-wopper. And he said, you know, it's hard to do that on a quartet gospel record.
Right,
so he said, we can get away with it on Christmas. So
absolutely.
Let's see, because they all have wives and most of them have kids and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
it made sense.
It really did make sense for them to do it. And they'd always wanted to do a doo-wop song. So we thought, why not on this record?
In your mind, can you imagine, I tell it on stage when we're doing it, I said, you're imagining five guys, because Wayne will sing with us on it. Five guys on a street corner, whether it be in Philadelphia or Chicago or New York, standing there at a barrel with it's got fire in it and they're doo-wop singing. And we kick it off and sing it with just finger snaps and the crowd goes crazy.
Yeah, like
and you know what? I'm so tired, sick and tired of, that's not spiritual. That's religious. That's spiritual. You know what? It is very spiritual when a man says, all I want for Christmas, baby, is you.
Yeah.
I care less about a gift. I want you. That love is very spiritual to me.
What's not gospel about that?
What's not gospel about that?
The tree's decorated, and I guess it looks pretty. But I'm out of town, and you're back there in the city.
The temperature's falling,
sure feels like snow.
But what good is a fire and all the mistletoe if I'm not with you and you're not with me?
There is a party tonight full of laughter and lights, oh, but still I'm feeling blue.
'Cause it's Christmas,
this Christmas, all I want is you. I just don't want to be lonely, and your kiss is the only gift I'll ever use.
'Cause this Christmas, all
to you.
Now I'm really homesick, and I know you're there waiting for me to come back and start the celebrating.
I don't need a present.
Give me your love,
'cause Santa can't give me what I've been dreaming of. And it won't be Christmas till you are with me.
There is a party tonight full of laughter and light, so but still I'm feeling blue.
'Cause this Christmas,
this Christmas, all I want is you.
I just don't wanna be lonely, and your kiss is the only gift I'll ever give.
Just don't wanna be lonely, and your kiss is the only gift I'll ever give. 'Cause this Christmas,
all I want is a you.
There's a couple of songs in here, I think, that have a Gaither touch to them, and, mm-hmm. and obviously when you see the song "Christmas in the in Indiana," you think Gaither, but I mean, uh-huh. but Ernie, you're and a lot of the guys are Indiana.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I see Joe before we went to Chicago to work on this record. It was me, my wife Lisa, and Gina, her sister, Wayne, and Joe Lindsay. We were sitting in Gaither's office. Yeah. It was our last stop to drive before we drove to Chicago, and he was playing his tunes. Yeah. That you know, going to that Gaither well, and. So, you know, we were going through, and he's played us for 3 hours. I bet he played us 50 tunes. And then finally, like towards the end, he said, oh, by the way, Glory wants you to hear this one. I don't think you're going to like it. I don't like it.
By the way.
You know, he was just like, he didn't want to play it, but she had called and told him, please, please. And it was just kicked in, and I went, I love this. He goes, well, go figure. So it's like an afterthought for him. But Christmas in Indiana, all the guys... Yeah. We have roots in Indiana. I'm originally from Evansville. Ryan lives right outside of Evansville, Indiana.
Right.
Doug and Tim live in LaPel, Indiana. And so, but it's, as we say on stage every night, it's a metaphor. Yeah. Christmas in Indiana, it can be anywhere. Yeah.
Well, Wayne, you produced Janet Paschal's Christmas Project, which I still think is just a classic sound. Absolutely. And she does Christmas in Carolina on there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Everybody. And everyone loves that song, too. Yeah. Everyone, we sing Tennessee Christmas on our tour. I mean, people relate to it because it is a metaphor. It reminds you... Something lyrically in that tune reminds you. I mean, I left my heart in San Francisco. I've never been to San Francisco, but I think I left my heart there every time I hear the tune. So it is a metaphor.
Well, I think it reminds us of just home and America.
Absolutely.
And it's a good. Well, you talked a lot about not just Indiana, but Chicago here. So paint the picture. Why Chicago? What's the meaning behind Chicago?
I really don't know, but the reason...
It's centrally located, and it's cheap to get to.
Lisa and I, we live right off the turnpike in Cleveland, Ohio, Stowe, Ohio. We can get there in 5 hours. For some reason, about 10 years ago, we started going there. I'll tell you the reason why we started going there. I just dawned on me. We was touring with Gaithers, and Jesse Dixon is just a fashion fiend. I love his clothes. I was like, man, where do you get your clothes? You go come to Chicago, man, and I will show you where I get my clothes. Yeah. So we went to Chicago. I fell in love with the city. Lisa fell in love with the city. So we actually bought a place there. We spend a lot of our time there. And when Wayne comes up, when Joel comes up, Sue Smith, all of my friends who are on the creative side, there's something about that place there. We can detach ourselves from the Nashville scene.
You have to get away from the phones and the computers and that sort of thing. And I have to, all the best songs I've ever written that have gone to the top of the charts, the ones that speak to people, they're always written when I'm away from the mundane and away from the ordinary. It's hard for me to write at home, and it's same with Ernie being creative. It's hard to plan and hard to write and hard to be creative when the phone's ringing off the hook and the family's dropping in and you're just routine and you have to get away.
So that place, that condo up there, we call it the Dream Machine. We get up there and always good things come out of it.
Poppy seed bun, hot dog, pickle spear, that doesn't hurt either, does it?
The Chicago dog.
I'm spending Christmas in Indiana, where the folks never change and everyone knows your name. Can't wait to be back in Indiana, where the rivers still freeze and the snow whites the trees. I'm gonna catch a flight come Friday night so I can hold you close by the candlelight, and we'll love again just like we did back then in Indiana.
There's a place on the edge of town I just can't wait to see, where the houses are warm and are fine again, that little child in me.
I'm spending Christmas in Indiana, where the folks never change and everyone knows your name. Can't wait to be back in Indiana, where the rivers still freeze and the snow whites the trees. I'm gonna catch a flight come Friday night so I can hold you close by the candlelight, and we'll love again just like we did back then.
Okay, you gotta have Signature Sound personality, and it's all over this. And Mr. Heatmiser, say no more, right?
Say no more. My favorite cartoon as a kid was the Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah,
and I just love that song. And I gotta tell you, that crowd goes ballistic. So, you know, Christmas is also a fun time,
right?
And so when we put on our show, we want to have some time where the crowd can just slap their leg and laugh. So me and Tim go at it. And it's also a metaphor, too, because Tim's from the South originally.
Right.
He always wants the bus. He's always going thermostat, turn it up to 82.
Right.
I'm from the North, and I like it cold. And I'm always going to turn it down. So it's been really, really fun for us. And Wayne and the musicians that night in the studio, man, they nailed it.
Oh, we had fun. It's the instrumentation is strange. I mean, it's like B flat clarinet and woodblock, and one French horn with a mute in it, and two trumpets. I mean, the instrumentation is crazy, but it's kind of a crazy song.
Yeah.
Woo! Man, I hope Christmas this year is cold with lots of snow.
Not me.
Why? Here we go.
Because I like my Christmas is warm.
That's because you're from the South.
And you're from the North.
That's right, don't you forget, buddy. I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Timberlake. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch, tons of snow in my clutch. I'm too much. Come on, boys, sing with me. He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. That's right. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch, tons of snow in my clutch. I'm too much. Over 40 degrees. I'd rather have it 30 than 5.
Mr. Snow.
That's right.
He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch, tons of snow in my clutch. I'm too much. I'm much too much, baby.
This thing up. I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me the Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much. I try.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun.
That's me.
He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much. Thank you. I never wanna know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Some like it hot, but I like it smoking hot.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun.
Sing it.
He's Mr. Heat Blister.
The boys call me the Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Wait, I'm too much.
Too much.
Even with the theme of these fun songs, If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas, I love the way you guys have just put, I mean, again, personality, and for a gospel quartet, I mean, the way you've changed the lyric here is just great.
Who was it that originally recorded
Gene Autry. Gene Autry originally made it popular. It wasn't a popular tune, but it was on his biggest Christmas record, and we just loved it.
Yeah. So. And of course, when we was listening to tunes, trying to find tunes, when it says, you know, if he doesn't, he's going to use a plane, he's going to use a train, how's he going to get there? Well, I mean, we looked at each other and said, our bus.
Well, the only word we changed, will they let him use a bus, is in the original lyrics. So we said, then we'll let him use our bus. That's the only change we made. So the bus is in the original.
Well, and there's something about when you sing those, that last part, when our bus, you can just hear all four voices. I don't, you know, sometimes I hear it and I say, oh, I hear Ernie. I hear that's Ryan right there. You can just hear, you can hear a little bit of mischievousness or sarcasm or something come through in their voices.
And kids love that one.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making lots of games and toys.
Then one day he hops in his sleigh and brings them to the girls and boys.
Santa's just as nice as he can be. There's just one little thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how is Santa gonna use his sleigh? In case of rain, will there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how will Santa get around to us? If he breaks down on his way to town, then we'll let him use our bus.
I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I'd really feel much better
if I knew he could fly a plane.
People say he has a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how he'll go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year?
How is Santa gonna use his sleigh? In case of rain, will there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how will Santa get around to us? If he breaks down on his way to town, then we'll let him use our bus.
Project is Every Light That Shines at Christmas, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. And by the way, I mean, what a great Christmas gift that we have, that you guys have now. I mean, this is not for this project that we're talking about, but for a previous project, this Grammy nomination you guys have just been given. And that's, I mean, can you get any better?
Yeah, we'd like to win it.
That's true. Yeah, right.
I make no bones about it. Yeah, that's a great, great compliment. That's a great record. And Wayne Hahn, Larry Goss, great production, great Dream songs, On. And the Dream On project. So we're very, very proud of that and thankful. And as it would happen, it wasn't planned. We're working January the 30th in Santa Ana, California.
Which is L.A.
Wow. And so we just delayed our flight out till Monday. We're gonna, now that we're nominated, we get to go to the Grammys on the 31st.
If you get an extra ticket, I'll go too. Hey, the rest of the guys aren't here, but what are your plans? Here we are. It's 2009, Christmas, going into 2010. What are your plans for celebrating the holidays, ringing in the new year? You guys taking time off to spend it with family?
Mm-hmm. After this long Christmas tour, we're going to need the break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we just got back. We spent almost a whole month in October in Europe. So we're taking 4 weeks off. We don't go back till January the 15th. And then we go to the West Coast, and we work for 2 weeks out there. Come back. And we work that makeup date that we had to reschedule because of the passing of my sister-in-law.
Right.
Is it Goldsboro?
North Carolina.
Yeah. Yes. That's the first weekend of February. And then after that, we're going back to Signature Sound by ourselves, taking the whole band. And we're going to spend 2 weeks in Europe. We're going to hit seven different countries. Okay. So that'll be our third time over, but first time by ourselves. So the plans are to rest and get ready to work again.
Joseph was looking for a place to sleep when
his life was changed by a baby boy.
Mary had secrets that her heart was keeping.
Her life was changed by a baby boy.
They were glad,
so glad,
so glad,
so glad.
They were glad, so glad, yeah. Their lives were changed by a baby boy. Host of bright angels tell the shepherd band
their lives were changed by a baby boy.
And when the angel said go, they obeyed the command.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
They were glad,
so glad,
so glad,
so glad.
They were glad,
so glad.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy. Had to follow a brand new star.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
Oh, no matter how long and no matter how far, yeah.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
I was searching for something I could not name until
my life was changed by a baby boy.
I gave him room and I'm not the same because
my life was changed by a baby boy.
Stick to my soul and I want you to know that I'm glad.
I'm glad.
So glad.
So glad.
So glad.
So glad.
My life was changed by a baby boy.
Sing it.
Changed
by a baby boy.
So Wayne, on Christmas Eve, is there, because I've been having this discussion with a lot of people lately. Is there a meal? Because Christmas Day is more of a traditional thing, but Christmas Eve, I find, that's where a lot of personality comes out in the family. Some people do Chinese, some people order pizza, some people eat sandwiches. What, do you have something you do on Christmas Eve?
Right. Well, we try to do something different every year. And last year, I have a bad memory, but I do remember last year, we tried chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Did you really?
We had never had a chestnut. No, that was just kind of the little appetizer before the whatever they bring in.
Yeah.
But we, you know what? I think they would be better in the oven with some sort of sauce because they're the driest thing you've ever tried. I mean, you need milk or water or something to wash it down. But that was, we always try something different. Mom's always trying to find some new twist, some pie or some recipe. But yeah, you know, last year was chestnuts.
Mm. What about you, Ernie?
Yeah, we gather over at George's house, the family, and we don't do a traditional meal till the morning, the next day. But that evening, we always do rigatoni, pizza, chicken breast, fried chicken, and JoJo's. So we don't cook it at home. We order it at this place.
Then,
of course, there's dessert. Then we open up presents. That takes 3 hours.
Then
the late night, midnight snack. Dana would always make us these sausage balls. It had cheddar cheese and sausage, and she would put them in the oven. So somebody's going to have to pick that tradition up. Then we just sit up and we just talk until can't go to sleep. And of course, the kids, they're wired because they want to get up early for Christmas.
Right.
Before the song started, the world brokenhearted was dreamlessly passing. The long empty days.
Then a dark, lonely hillside was spangled with light.
And a song burst into the night.
We started the whole world singing a song.
Light That Shines at Christmas, a new Christmas CD that's out by Ernie Hassan's Signature Sound. But there's also a video that's going along with this, right?
Yeah, we've taped a TV show for the Gospel Music Channel, and it was aired, debuted, world premiere this December. So we were able to get the full-length version onto a DVD for our fans. Wow. So there's a lot of bonus footage, a couple extra songs, and a lot of interviews. So we got that DVD, Every Light That Shines at Christmas DVD, that's also available on our website.
ErnieSigSound.com for more information. Ernie Hassan, Signature Sound, with us today on Daniel Britt and Friends. Great addition to put in your Christmas collection. And I have a feeling there are going to be people who will be listening to this into the new year. Well into the new year.
I hope so.
Every Light That Shines at Christmas, Ernie Hassan, Signature Sound. Ernie's been our guest. Wayne's been our guest. And, I mean, you guys are still... I love... Okay, so you back to the beginning of the show, I said how creativity and Christmas music... I think it you have to take that... You have to... put a little something extra into it, because what else new are you going to do around Christmas that hasn't already been done? But if there was one group that would find some way to do it new, it'd be Signature Sound. That's why I love hanging around you guys, because there's...
That's a compliment.
Chicago. Okay, we'll give Chicago credit. That's the well of creativity from there.
Well, I'm just thankful that we've been able to be around some people, not only the guys in my group and Wayne and the players that play on a record, but the supporting cast, the people, our families, and the Gaith organization. Even my time with the cathedrals basically was this: be yourself.
Yeah.
If you can find your personality and your voice, and it can get onto your tracks, then great. Sing to the masses. Don't sing to gatekeepers. Yeah. And that's the key to any artist that's listening out there. You know, you're going to take some bumps along the way, but find your voice. Find your personality. Let it find its way into your music, and you'll be singing to people, and you'll be glad you did.
Every Light That Shines at Christmas, it's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Wayne Hahn and Ernie Haas have been my guest today. Ernie's listed as executive producer. Wayne, how many hours in the studio you think you spent?
Oh.
Even after everybody else went home?
Oh, well, hundreds. Well,
a lot. Yeah. A lot.
Well, good job. It's paid off.
Yes.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
And guys, thanks for spending time with us here.
Our pleasure.
You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From a loving Heavenly Father, to a world that knew him not, came the man of sorrows, Christ the Lord. In my wanderings, he found me.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.